You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Across the Desk
with Clement Maniatela
on 702.
So it's Across the Desk time now. And you know what we do on Across the Desk, right? We invite people who join us for a conversation and we just shoot the breeze, so to speak. We have had so many different people here. What did we have last week on Across the Desk? Oh, mental health professionals. That's what we had. We have had cabinet ministers, right? Remember, we had cabinet ministers, Fikile Mbalula, and minister of, you know, the acting minister in the presidency, Khumbudzo Ntshavheni. We've had personal trainers. We've had domestic workers. And by the way, you know what I want to do? I want to have grandmothers on the Across the Desk. So please, if you're a grandmother and you're like older than 60, I would like to like have a conversation with you guys on Across the Desk. So why don't you send us an email if you can on cm@702.co.za and tell us if you would like to be part of the Across the Desk that I want to host with grannies, right? You know, that would be really interesting. The grannies who listen to 702. So please send us an email or maybe one day call on 011-883-0702 and tell the producers they'll take your contacts down. I'd like to have that. What I'm doing today is I'm hanging out with DJs. I've got DJs. We're going to play some music. We're going to talk about what is it like to have DJs, the misconceptions about being a DJ. And you can also call us and tell us what maybe you've got a comment about the life of a DJ, or you're interested to know how you become a DJ, or you want to know about their side hustles, the impact of COVID-19 on their industry. 011-883-0702 is the number to call. The lines are always open. You can call anytime. You can send us an SMS on 31702. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. All right, let's now welcome the DJs that we've invited on the show. DJ Cleo, house DJ and record producer. DJ Cleo, welcome to the show. Thank you for making time.
Thank you for the opportunity and the invite. And greetings to your listeners and you guys in studio.
All right. We also have Mandisa Khadebe, also known as Deb and Gogo. Mandisa, welcome to the show. Thank you for also making time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I'm tempted to ask you about your surname, Khadebe. Are you related? I'm sure you get this a lot, right? Are you related to the former minister, Jeff Khadebe?
Yes.
How are you related? Do you want to tell us?
He's my father.
Ah, he's your father.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Have you played? Has he come to where, like, when you're playing music, you're DJing somewhere? Has he seen you play?
Yeah, he actually came last year, Heritage Day. I was playing at Mall of Africa.
Really? That's incredible. We've had him on the show, by the way. In fact, I was talking to him this morning on WhatsApp. But we've had him on the show before when he left cabinet and we had a lovely conversation on Across the Desk, what we've just concluded now with Helen Zilla. Guys, thank you so much for making time. I really am looking forward to the conversation that we're going to have. But I want us to start it off with just a short clip of some of your music. And maybe we'll start with your song that you're involved in with Mandisa, and this is Khuza Gogo. So we're gonna play that song and then we'll come back and have our conversations, and later on I'll play a track by DJ Cleo as well. Yeah. Have you always wanted to be a DJ, Mandisa?
Sorry?
Have you always wanted to be a DJ?
I don't know if DJing exactly was always something I wanted to do, but anything in music, you know. I grew up doing ballet. I played piano at some point. I played the recorder. I was in a choir. I was in a hip-hop dance group. I just always knew something around music and entertainment was going to be part of my life.
Yeah, yeah. And DJ Cleo, you've been in the industry for quite some time now. Was it something you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, I started music when I was 10. So throughout primary school and high school, I knew that was what I wanted to do. So much so that when I finished, in fact, around March, during my matric year, I had already applied to go study sound engineering the following year. And I was accepted and I had my student number ready. So I could not afford to fail matric because anything to also leave home and chase the dream. And yeah, man, I also didn't want to spoil the surprise for the listeners by greeting Mandisa before you actually introduced her. So, hi, Mandisa.
okay.
Hi, Cleo.
You were also a professional, soccer player.
Yeah. In fact, as much as I started music at 10, music and soccer were my extramural activities. And I played football intensively throughout the academies in the township. And then eventually I got to the Kaiser Chiefs Academy around age 15. And I went through successful trials. And just before they could make it official, because the person who was supposed to liaise with my parents was not there. I got injured, and while I was at home recovering, the music just took over, and I never wanted to actually go back to football.
That's interesting. Yeah. I want to bring a third guest who's joining us, Lamise Holworthy, who's a DJ and a TV presenter as well. Lamise, thank you for also joining this discussion. Welcome.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
How do you balance the two? Because you are a TV presenter, you DJ, you're a mother. How is the balancing like for you?
Well, in terms of TV and radio, I think the fact that the TV show that I do is a music show, so that's pretty easy. And also just in terms of time, family, music, DJing, radio now, that hasn't been the easiest. But I think the fact that I have a really supportive family, who understands and, who respects work, that's just really helped. So having my mom as my manager and also just having my mom to come play both mother, grandmother really helped.
Interesting. Yeah. Mandisa, there are so many misconceptions that people have about DJs. And I wonder, what are some of the ones that you've had to confront? And I know, it's like even when you're a presenter on air and you tell people that you are shy, they're like, oh, please, right? They're like, oh, please don't play with us. How can you be shy? I mean, I was home in Mpumalanga a couple of weeks ago. There was a funeral and I was asked to come and be an MC. I was like, no, I'm shy. My friends know how shy I am, but people don't understand that because, but you work on TV, you work on radio, how can you be shy? Do you have those things where the expectation is that you must be this lively person who is a vibe, who wants to go to the club all the time, when sometimes you can actually be so reserved?
I think that's the biggest misconception, is that people think that what they see when you're on stage is what you are in real life, and people don't understand, some of us, it's like an alter ego. It's a different side of us. It's that side of us that's not afraid to express themselves. But once we get off, we go back to being ourselves. But I think biggest misconception is that, we are rock stars, we can keep going, partying, we can give ourselves to people all the time. Estorbo, we've got all the stuff.
Estorbo. Yeah, and for you, DJ Clear, some of the biggest misconceptions?
I think I'm also just like you, extremely shy.
Yeah.
But over the years, the industry has taught me to sell myself, because if you don't sell yourself, nobody else will, So that's how I've sort of overcome it. But I'm extremely shy. And the biggest misconception for me as a male is that we drink and, like Mandisa said, that we are rock stars.
Mm.
Mina, I don't drink, I don't smoke, never have.
Mm.
I don't do drugs. You know, so it's just been a natural high for since birth for the last 42 years.
Mm. Oh, wow. Yeah. You've never had a drink?
I've had a drink once.
Yeah.
At Rez. Myself and WHP stayed at the same Rez.
Yeah.
Through a party, you know, for all the drinkers to get sloshed and the non-drinkers to see you and feel what it's like.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I had fun, but I woke up with a terrible headache and I was sick for about 2 days. And that's actually not the reason why I don't drink. I just realized then that it's just not for me. And all these other things are just not for me. I am fine sober.
Oh, wow. That's okay. Look, that's a misconception that I've probably, like, that's challenging my viewpoint, because I mean, I could never imagine a DJ, which is also, I know it's ridiculous, but I thought when a DJ is there dancing and they've got like a glass of something there, it must somehow be alcohol. DJ Lamiz, I want to ask you about like the glitz and glamour. Is it really like being a DJ and the DJ life all about glitz, glamour and the parties? Or is there a side that we actually don't know?
You know, I think it's really important that people know that with anything, not all that glitters is gold.
Mm.
You know, because of social media and the fun videos that we put out, you know, all people see is rock stars jamming and living their best lives. But what a lot of them don't understand is this is work, and it takes so much discipline and so much dedication and so much focus. You know, outside of just time management, you know, you need to respect your craft. You need to respect the fact that as fun as it is, it really is still work. You need to make sure that you look a certain way, that you're presentable.
Mm.
You need to make sure that you're sober. Because funny story is, as crazy as I look behind the decks, I don't drink at work.
Mm.
So I play and I dance and I go crazy.
You just make us drink and go crazy.
Sober. Because I understand and I respect the fact that work is work.
Yeah.
You know, time management is really important in terms of juggling multiple gigs in an evening and making sure that you're on time for every gig.
Mm.
It's super important. And, you know, I've seen with a lot of these upcoming DJs, you know, just the lack of discipline and getting lost in how fun work can get is going to be the downfall for many. But on the flip side, it really is, it's the most beautiful thing ever, just being able, you know, to fuse your love for music and, you know, call that work. And also just being able to control people and their emotions is the most powerful thing that I think, you know, a lot of people that aren't DJs will never understand.
Hey, and you control us, hey? Sometimes you're like, hey, I want to leave this concert at 10 p.m., but hey, the DJ is doing the things. Okay, so I've got messages that are coming through from our listeners. I've got some calls as well. So I'll take calls on 011-883-0702. Send us a voice note on 072-702-1702. You've got a comment to make about being a DJ. Maybe you're a DJ yourself. You want to reflect on being a DJ. We've got a question for my guests. I'll take your calls and your voice notes. In the meantime, I want us to play something from DJ Lamiz. This is her doing hair thing. Música, música feliz. Música feliz. Música feliz. Tão feliz. Tão feliz. Sinto o que você tá fazendo. Ah, beauty, beauty, beauty. So this was at Boiler Room in Joburg in 2018. And yo, I've got so many questions to ask about how you guys go about even mixing. But let me go to the lines and play some voice notes. We've got a message from Deborah who says, thank you so much for inviting my favorite DJs, DJ Cleo, Deben Gogo, and Lamiz. Deben Gogo and Lamiz are actually my two favorite female DJs. I love them so much. They keep us so much entertained, especially when they DJ together. I must say, I love them. Lamiz, I love your style. I think that's so cute. That's a message we've got from Taboho. Here's a voice note.
Yes. This is the moment I was waiting for all morning in the office.
Well, now you're in the office. You're waiting to groove. Yeah? You're grooving in the office. Let's go to Four Ways. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, Mark. How are you doing?
Good, man. Yeah, I'm not actually surprised when Cleo says that he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke. You should see him at the gym, brother. He's a freak.
Really?
Yeah, he trains well. He trains hard and... really looking after himself. I see him quite a lot at the gym.
Is it? Have you gone to say hi to him?
He actually knows me. We chat a lot.
Oh, you know him. Okay.
I'll bump into him at the gym again.
Okay, Mark. I thought you were one of those people who just see like a celebrity at the gym and they just observe them.
A lot. I mean, we chat a lot. If I can give him the clue, if he's not aware who it is.
Yeah.
We had spoken about him trying to join my Sunday team, you know, for football, because he was close to being a professional keeper as well. I'm sure he's not even telling you that.
Yeah.
He loves his soccer, that man.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. All right, Mark, thank you so much for your call. DJ Cleo, do you know who Mark is?
Yeah, man, I remember Mark very well. He's one of those people that make me... I go to the gym with the intention of spending maybe 2 hours, and he's one of those people that will make me spend the whole day there.
At the gym.
Yeah,
okay. Mandisa, how do you guys go about, you know, preparing your mixes? Like, do you have to be inspired by certain artists or sound before you can deliver the mixes? Or because people think, anybody think they can be a DJ today, right? They think, you know, even with my Apple Music, I can do this thing. What's the process for you?
I don't think it's that simple, hey. We can each be given, the three of us on this call right now, can each be given the same 10 songs, and we're not going to mix them and put them together the same way.
Mm.
Because obviously DJing is about your cueing, your timing. How do the mixes and the blending go? What are the lyrics that are coming in or going out? There's so many things to consider. And I take that, like, that's my favorite thing about my craft, is how do I mix it together? Those few seconds when the two songs are blending, that is where you see the art of DJing, you know? So I like to take my sets from an easy start and take them all the way up, so that it tells a story.
Do you feed off, Lamiz, do you feed off from the you know, the people that are attending a concert or in a club? I'm imagining, like, if you're playing a song and they're not feeling it, like, do you continue playing it or do you quickly change it? Because you have to feed off, I suppose, the people you're playing music to. And how do you take it as a DJ when you think, this is a good number, but, yeah, the crowd is just not feeling it?
I think, you know, it's really important to remember that it's not about you as an individual, that you're there to not only render service, but, you know, to share a piece of who you are through your music. And reading your crowd is extremely important. So for me, my sets are always, I see them as a musical journey. And that is why I start with old school house music, you know, because it reminds people of why we fell in love with house music. And then, you know, I slowly transition into what is hot now and what I think people should be dancing to. But I also think the fact that I enjoy the music that I play so much, you know, contributes to how other people receive my music.
Mm.
So, yeah, but I also think it's really important for any DJ to pay attention and to learn to read their crowd.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you find a lot of selfish DJs who play for themselves and who play for other DJs. And, you know, they forget that it really isn't about you, but you're there to not only render service, but to also just make people happy through your music.
Yeah. DJ Cleo, how do you deal with the requests? I mean, I think many of us have somehow, if you were at a concert or DJ or a club, you've been to like a DJ and you said, please, can you play this song? How do you deal with those requests? Because somehow we feel we're so entitled, right, to you playing our favorite songs. Imagine if you're going to play each of the, or everyone in the crowd, and they have to come with their favorite songs, and you have to play, you know, and listen to what their favorite song is and play. That would not even be possible. How do you deal with those requests where people come to your booth and they're like, please play me this song?
Naturally, well, all DJs... Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Can I
press anything? Yes, DJ Cleo? Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm saying naturally DJs, we don't like requests. And I know I speak for 99.9% of DJs.
Yeah.
However, as DJs, we try and... Our jobs are to please the crowd. And I cover those bases by actually studying other DJs. Like, if I don't have a gig, I'll go to a gig where, say, Mandy says play her and five other DJs. So that I can see... Because we all do things differently. So I can see which songs do people vibe to in the north, which songs people vibe to in the south, in the east, outside of Gauteng, because you'll be surprised how many songs we play that we actually don't like. But because we play for the people and we aim to please the people, we play those songs.
You just play
them. That's how I think I cover those bases of just pleasing the crowd, is knowing the songs that people like.
Yeah. Look, we have to do headlines now, but maybe you can think about this question. What is this thing with you guys, DJs, playing like gospel songs at 3 a.m. in the morning and you're getting us to worship? it's happening increasingly. Like, when it hits 2 a.m., 3 a.m., like you're playing some gospel tunes, and then you've got people who are tipsy that are raising their hands in worship now. They're worshiping as they prepare to go home. I'll give you guys an opportunity to respond to that question. And maybe it's you as well, right? If you've gone to a concert, maybe that's what you expect. I don't know. I think I've noticed it a lot at concerts. I mean, I'm not a big club person, but when I've gone to a concert, I would often hear that, no man, the DJs are getting into the gospel music scenes. And then it's just interesting watching how people respond to that. Are you one of those people who love gospel music and how it's being, you know, it's being remixed by the DJs? I want to hear from you. Call us on 011-830-702 or send us a voice note on 072-702-170.
Across the Desk
with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
All right, so we continue with our discussion with Mandi Sakhadebe, Deben Gogo, Lamise Holworthy, who's a DJ and TV presenter, and we've got DJ Cleo as well. And before we went to the latest in Eyewitness News headlines, I asked a question around the gospel music that they often play in the early hours of the morning, right? And I've asked you if you like that. Like, if you go to a club and they play that kind of music, do you enjoy it? And I think this is the best way to actually play DJ Cleo's track, which is also a gospel track, really. What's Meeting My Piano. DJ Cleo, I mean, when I'm listening to this at a concert, I want to groove, but also I'm like, hey, I want to pray and ask God to forgive me for my sins. What do I do? Tell me how was compiling this track, and did you understand and appreciate why people love gospel music in the early hours of the morning? Because this track is quite popular right now.
Yeah, man. Remember what I said earlier about having to please the crowd, you know, that's what we do for a living. So for many, many years, I've always played left field tracks in the middle of my set. I mean, I can play a 15-minute Bob Marley set, you know, especially if I'm playing after 15 other DJs who play similar style as me. So just to break the monotony, I always have my go-to folders where I just change the vibe completely. So, yeah, I understood exactly why people vibe to gospel and the fact that people actually do vibe to gospel at clubs and events.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the main motivating reason behind doing this remix.
Mm. Mandisa, what about you? And do you also in the early hours play gospel music? At what point is it appropriate? And I mean, I don't know if you understand why the crowd actually loves it so much. I mean, do you also just love playing gospel music at certain hours when you're DJing?
I actually don't, but it's really funny because my wife kept saying, dude, you need to start playing gospel in your sets so that you can appeal to also an older crowd. And just like, I don't think she understands where I actually DJ at. But it's like a trend that I started seeing early on from homecoming days. Katlego Malatsi would get on the orcs at the end of the party and start playing our favorite gospel songs. I think it's more of a way of saying goodbye and good blessings and, you know, just take that spirit home with you.
Yeah, and travel home safely.
Travel
messy, so to speak. DJ Lamiz, do you play some gospel?
So funny thing is, outside of, you know, because I think it's become like a norm now where South Africans play local gospel music at grooves, a lot of DJs have actually been playing gospel house for a while. I remember there was a phase where DJ Christos only played gospel house music. I know that I've played a few songs that are actually gospel songs. You know, people only pay attention once they start listening and, you know, actually paying attention to the lyrics. I mean, a prominent house vocalist is Kenny Bodine, and he's known for singing gospel house music. So it's also really beautiful to see South African people, you know, finally jump on that train. And, you know, the fact that, because this is why I love house music. I think it's the only genre that you're able to dance to, get emotional to, and still praise at the same time. So it's really dope, you know, that Black South Africans have finally jumped on that train and we're finally praising unapologetically, even at the wee hours of the morning. And it's just beautiful to see people just come together and get emotional in that moment.
Hey, they cry, hey?
Yeah. It started with the Levo Sekhovelo song, yeah, Lion of
Judah. Yo, Lion of Judah. Yes, yeah. That made people cry.
People go crazy. So yeah. It's really beautiful, man. I see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's play some voice notes. 072-702-1702.
Day, I just wanted to know how do you guys as professional DJs deal with tavern owners or club owners who like to manipulate DJs? Because I used to be a DJ myself, and you go out there and you play for the whole night only to get nothing, you know. And it's a burden for us because we have to go out and look for the equipment that we're using, and club owners just don't want to pay. How do you guys deal with that as professionals?
Thanks for your question, man. DJ Cleo, how do you deal with club owners who manipulate DJs?
Look, 21 years in the industry and we still encounter the same struggles, you know. So it's all, I guess, about having your contract tight. And still, I mean, guys don't even read contracts. They just sign and they get you there, and then you get there, the equipment is not correct. So you deal with situations as they come and arise, you know. I think maybe where I'd want to correct that caller is him saying us as professionals, because we are no more professional than he is. If you are doing DJing as your profession, you're a professional. That's that.
Mandisa and Lamiz, I want to know, as female journalists, not journalists, as female DJs, do you think that sometimes, you know, club owners or I suppose concert organizers would want to take advantage of you guys, like just in terms of even when you're negotiating the contract, it's almost, you know, take it or leave it. How has the reaction been from the different stakeholders in the industry?
I think for me personally, my personal experience is obviously having to build the brand and build my reliability in terms of I can actually do this a lot better than a lot of people and I should be paid however much. But you have to start somewhere, you negotiate, you negotiate. I don't think there's a DJ today in this world that does not negotiate from the top of the top down to even resident DJs. It is like literally a give and take because our industry is not formalized. And you can't say, I charge this much, you have to pay me this much, I won't take anything less. Because simply people can just be like, well, it's fine, we'll just find someone else, you know. So I bridge that gap in terms of having management so that there's always a middle person so I don't have to do negotiating on my own.
Yeah.
And also, how do you want to move the relationship forward? Do you ever want to play there again? Does this promoter or club owner have more gigs for you? So that's how you decide. I feel like a lot of club owners and promoters, though, do take a lot of advantage, and they're not trying to really build that value-based relationship with a lot of DJs, you know.
And for you, Lamiz?
You know, my biggest advantage or my biggest blessing is having my mom as my manager. And, you know, she's known for not taking nonsense when it comes to work. So luckily, I don't have to deal with promoters or club owners myself unless I have a personal relationship with them. But outside of that, when you've built a solid brand and you understand that work is work, there are just certain things that you're not going to settle for. And I think that's just really important. Truth is, a lot of club owners and promoters exploit young, upcoming DJs, and it's really important for them to also know the value that they bring and to stand their ground. But also, I'd advise anyone to get a manager to bridge that gap and speak to them directly on your behalf. You know, the minute there aren't any barriers, it's really hard for these people to respect you. You know, they see you as desperate.
Yeah.
Hi, Clement. I'm trying to ask the DJs there, how is their hearing? Seeing that they're always listening to loud music, always in the clubs with that loud music. Is the hearing affected in some way?
Yeah, hey. DJ Clue, how's your guys' hearing?
It's twofold. My hearing is impeccable in the sense that my ear is it's highly trained. You know, it's very trained. I'm a sound designer by profession. But I'm also losing my hearing. After 21, 24 years of messing with loud sound systems, you know, traveling the world, especially if you start going to places like Angola and stuff where they don't mess around with sound systems. They have really, really loud sound systems. And then international shows, Australia and so on. My hearing, I'm losing my hearing slowly.
Slowly. Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick ad break. And then when we come back, we'll wrap up our discussion with DJ Lamiz, Deben Gogo, and DJ Cleo. And I'll play more of your voice notes. It's 10 before 12.
Across the Desk
with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
9 minutes before 12 o'clock, we're wrapping up our discussion with Mandisa, a.k.a. Deben Gogo, DJ Lamiz, and DJ Cleo. Let me play some voice notes, and then I'll ask them my last question, and then we'll wrap up our discussion.
At Lament, I had to even stop on the side of the road. My man, I didn't hear Sisi's Hamba now, man. I DJ Cleo, man. I got him, man. I'll tell you, I'm going to be back with Sisi, Babona, Cleo, and I am at Lament. Come on, man. Do the right thing.
Now, Hamba, now, hey, yeah, that was a popular track. Hey, that was really a popular track.
At Lament, I was in my brother. What's anywhere, as long in a club or tavern with him. Mogo Lutu Batuabu Joala. But they pray, they know God is alive. Everywhere, not only for the DJs. Everywhere, the man moving bujwala. Gospel song would be equal, and the people they can enjoy them when they are drunk.
Hi, Clement Mkondiye from Rodiport. This is a DJ Cleo production. I've always wanted to ask you, DJ Cleo, how does he read trends? Because every time, I think he went away for a couple of years and he came back with a banger of a song. How does he able to read the trends and always come up with those hits that he does?
Clement, the gospel music in the middle of the night is the best. It's the, it just brings your center, you know. I guess for variety as well, you know, to give us different colors of the music. My favorite is
I know that. I know that's also one of my favorites. That's a Tsego Modisani loves that song. Remember when we hosted Tsego on Across the Desk with Jonathan Ferb and Kabazela? Tsego, I think, played one of those defila. DJ Cleo, someone was asking there, how do you read trends?
I don't know, man. You just read them, I guess. it's a difficult question to ask. I think every time I go into studio to make a song, I try and make a song that people will like. That is the fundamental, the fundamentals of music making, I guess, you know. And if you can get that part right, then you're sorted. I'm sure Mandy Sandler is also when they're compiling the music that they're gonna play, they know, you need to know without even playing for anyone, that this one they're gonna like.
Mandy Saint Lamise, there's a message here for you guys. This is a message from Nokutula from Johannesburg South. Says, DJ Lamise and DJ Gogo, you guys are my favorite DJs. Shout out to you guys and all the amazing things that you're doing. I just want to say, please come back to the hood, the streets, and come mentor some of the kids that look up to you. We have open mic sessions every Thursday in Diepsloot Zone 4 Soweto, where we bring in upcoming artists and DJs all in the same space. And it's truly inspiring to see how much they look up to you guys. So please show some love to upcoming artists that started off like you guys. Much love for you guys. This is a message from Nokutula. I want to know, is there one place, Mandy Saint Lamise, where you dream you would play at? What's that one place?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think there's one place. I just want to play at festivals across Africa, across the world. But my biggest dream is obviously to break it through here in our continent, because I think we have so much to give and so much to offer, and get more people from over the seas to come here. Why do we always have to go? You know, we have to grow our music scene beyond just our clubs and our own shows this side. We need to have big properties that make people want to travel. And I think like an Afro Nation and Afrochella are starting steps. Obviously, Opi Kopi and all those kind of festivals are like bridging that gap now.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for making time to come on Across the Desk. I really appreciate your time. Mandy Sahadebe, a.k.a. Durban Gogo, DJ Cleo, house DJ and record producer, and also Lamise Holworthy, who is a TV presenter and a DJ. Thank you guys for coming.